words with you to other factories. The UN advance group arrived yesterday, spent the day at the hotel. OAS Commission had no substantive contact with them, although their ambassador met the UN representatives at the airport and offered transportation to other assistance. It's apparent that at the moment they prefer to be on their own, and their local representatives made initial transportation arrangements. Despite our best efforts to use the UN arrival to spur OAS Commission on to more active role, which did at least contribute to a positive press statement by Mora, it's clear that Commission members consider UN presence a personal affront as well as a serious blow to the inter-American system. We hope that efforts in Washington, adding those we're taking, will result in a change in Commission membership decision to depart from Washington. They're anxious to return. At the same time, we're not sanguine that the Commission is presently constituted, has the will and the ability to accomplish a solution to impact. Colombo indicated yesterday it is doubtful the Commission will take the active measures we recommended to it yesterday morning. He said he personally favored the GRN's reassuming military initiative, a view shared with the local business community and by many other Dominicans. Colombo held a press conference yesterday, but according to press sources, he said nothing. Only the OAS Commission action was in preparation to report the 10th meeting and be a request to Comanio that he define his attitude toward OAS. We addressed the letter to the Commission today protesting 41 separate violations by Comanio's forces of ceasefire. Point out in the past, U.S. forces have even avoided returning the fire in these cases in order not to harm innocent civilians. It's to be noted in this regard, there has been only one GRN violation of ceasefire involving our forces, and that a protest was sent in that case.
Which end that?
This is the embassy.
That's a lot of crap.
GNR effort to secure industrial area and effort to increase pressure on the rebels to promote the return to normality will be billed by Comanio as a violation of ceasefire. The arguments on the other side are that there were no established battle lines in the industrial area and the ceasefire was signed. The rebels had since signed, been moving forces in the area all over it and fortified them. To our knowledge, OAS Commission has not called on GN to cease and desist. The rebels remained without a voice throughout yesterday, a major contribution to keeping peace in the Dominican countryside. At the same time, radio efforts have improved and second issue that GNR newspapers expected. A special message to the Pope calling for restoration of unity was broadcast yesterday. One of the major problems facing us is the need for further effort to identify the U.S. with the aspirations of Dominican masses, which have become wrapped up in the word constitutionality. The records of our attempts to help the Dominican establish rule of law, right to choose their own leaders, free election, social justice can and must be stressed as working toward fulfillment of the aspirations of constitutionality. At the same time, the more sophisticated audiences, especially abroad, must be the subject of continuing effort to expose the rebel pretense being the embodiment of the constitutional principle. For example, it's clear that Comanio claimed the presidential success is clearly unconstitutional. There's been no change in the different economic situation. As a weekend, the watchful waiting began. The government employees do not work. Thus, there's been no test of GRN drawing power. Payment of government employees began with pesos dispersed. The reopening industries next week in the capital depends large measure on the success of GRN military moves. Unfortunate plants in North City have been damaged in the fighting, as well as the flour plant. Major item in short supply from the economy remains petroleum. We're considering asking our military to use its tank trucks to help the distribution.
Well, isn't any answer there except one we're working on, I'm sure of that.
Well, now, if it falls down, what do? We'll decide that then, but what alternatives could there be?
There isn't any alternative except to...
get some other men?
No, sir. There isn't any alternative, in my opinion, except to...
Let them fight it out?
Fight it out. We racked our brain on it, and it just isn't anything.
Well, do we avoid it? Avoid the fight ourselves?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They'll knock themselves out, but I just...
Okay, well, I'll talk to you. You did a wonderful job, and I'll call you as soon as I get to town.
Thank you, sir.
Abe? Hello?
Get
me Mr. Porter's back right quick.
Operator? All through? Operator?